This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with former President Trump posting bond in his civil fraud case in New York.
According to a court filing, Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. The bond halts collection of the more than $454 million he owes and prevents the state from seizing his assets to satisfy the debt while he appeals. A New York appellate court had given the former president 10 days to put up the money after a panel of judges agreed last month to slash the amount needed to stop the clock on enforcement. The bond is meant to guarantee payment if the judgment is upheld. If that happens, Trump will have to pay the state the whole sum. If he wins, he will get back the money. I'm Norman Hall.
Reaction coming in now to word of an apparent Israeli airstrike that killed seven charity workers in Gaza, one of them a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. Those killed also include British nationals and an Australian, according to reports.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government has requested an explanation from Israel. Albanese told reporters, "We want full accountability for this, because this is a tragedy that should never have occurred." Poland's foreign ministry has posted sincerest words of sympathy to the family of a volunteer who had offered assistance to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip without saying how he was killed. The foreign ministry says it too is requesting an explanation from Israel. Britain's Foreign Office says it's aware of reports of the death of a British national in Gaza and is urgently seeking further information. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say a 12-year-old student opened fire at a school in Finland this morning, killing one student and wounding two others. The suspect's under arrest. In Baltimore, they've opened an alternate channel for vessels involved in clearing debris from that collapsed bridge. One step in opening the shipping channel. This is AP News. Google has agreed to purge billions of records containing personal information collected from millions of people in the U.S.
The massive house cleaning comes as part of a settlement in a lawsuit accusing the search giant of illegal surveillance. The lawsuit also accuses Google of tracking Chrome users' internet activity, even when they had switched the browser to the incognito setting. The settlement still needs to be approved at a hearing July 30th in federal court. It does not include monetary damages for users. But the settlement also does not shield Google from more lawsuits revolving around the same issues covered in the class action case. That means that individual consumers around the country can still pursue damages against Google by filing their own civil complaints in state courts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Powerball jackpot's over $1 billion now. Nobody won last night. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off? But they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.